this is Jack Bonney.
And Hannah Lazar.
With PirePods.com, sitting here with Paul Van Dyke. How's it going, Paul?
Very good, thanks.
So you're on this big worldwide tour right now. How's the tour going for you?
Very good, actually. It's a lot of fun. But then again, you know, I'm constantly touring. So, you know, since 96, my schedule is quite crazy like this. So, yeah, it's good.
Good, good. So how do you deal with all the time zone changes you have?
I don't really get those time zone changes anymore. I think my body clock is totally messed up, you know, because by the time I'm somewhere and my body would adjust to it, I'm already on the way home. So it's kind of back and forth.
So, and you just released an album in between last summer, and your song Complicated with Ashley Tomberlin is one of your favorites, is that right?
Well, I like them all. You know, it's like they're all like the way they are is like basically the way I wanted them to be. And the track with Complicated with Ashley, basically, because it kind of like started out somewhat like complicated in a way, because I was like, you know, I had this backing track and I was sending it to her and she wrote the vocals and the lyrics and everything, and then it came back and then so it's just like, well, those vocals are actually absolutely beautiful. I have to do a completely other track underneath. And then I started doing that, and then I changed it completely around.
So you say every song on this album has a story. How would you describe the story behind White Lies?
Well, you know, it's like it's those little it's like we have a saying in Germany, it's like it's called Notlüge, which is basically the thing, as an example, you know, when your wife asks you, do I look good tonight? You would never ever say, no, darling, it's like it didn't work out so well what you're wearing.
Right, right.
You know, so that's kind of, you know, you will always say, yeah, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, because, you know, and that's pretty much a little white lie. No, well, I have to say that obviously my wife always looks gorgeous. Right.
Question from Eric in San Diego. He says, after many years of DJing, how do you manage to keep your creative juices flowing and staying so fresh?
I don't know. It's like, you know, in the second I'm not actually, you know, in the studio, or basically it's like, you know, if I didn't go to a studio for a while, I have like all these ideas constantly sort of running somehow. So it's not that I'm trying to be creative or something. It just seems to happen somehow.
So naturally.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
So, in your video, Nothing But You, you're seen playing a guitar. Is this a hobby of yours?
Am I? Oh, yes, you're right. You am. Well, a little bit. When I was a kid, when I was about 12 years old, I wanted to play the guitar like Johnny Marr from the Smiths, because that was my favorite band. And since I grew up in East Germany, they made me playing all those East German folk songs. So I didn't become quite as good in guitar playing as I should in order to do it in public, but
you've definitely spent your time developing a whole new sound besides guitar, so that's great.
Christina in Long Beach and Sonny in Seattle. They both asked if you would describe the difference between European electronic music and American electronic, or if you even see a difference now.
You know, especially with like the whole sort of, you know, development of the internet and all that, it's like, it seems just like everything merged even closer together, because it doesn't really matter if you're in Calcutta or in Sydney or, you know, in San Diego or New York or Berlin. You know, you can actually have your music sort of, you know, send out to the people you want to have it, you know, to the people that you want to listen to the music. And so therefore it doesn't really, I don't know, there's, you know, some stuff coming out of the UK or Germany that sounds like US house, as much as there's, you know, some stereotype trancy stuff coming from the States. So I think it's, I don't think you can actually define that in terms of where it's coming from.
Sure. I was wondering, you talk about how each show, you kind of base your show on the interaction between yourself and the crowd and everything. Can you describe some of the things you look for, the differences that you see, and how it transforms?
I don't know. It's just a feeling. As an example, it's like when you come into a room and someone was fighting in that room, you kind of like, you feel it, you know? And
right.
It's in a positive way, it's the other explanation. You come into a room, and if it's like a great vibe, you just feel it and you go with it. And then, of course, throughout the set, well, one thing is as well, it's like I'm really sort of, you know, I love what I do. So I kind of like, I'm on the same energy level as everybody else, which basically means when I'm exhausted, most likely everybody else will be exhausted too. So I have to slow it down. So it's just, you know, basic things like this. And of course, if you see people smiling, that helps.
Right.
And they're not falling down on the ground.
Yeah, waving their hands and stuff.
Slow it down, Paul. Slow it down. Well, when working with pop artists and remixing their music, are you contacting them or are they contacting you to ask you to remix some of their stuff?
It's sometimes the artists themselves actually call up. Most of the time it's the management or the record companies.
Nice. And how is that when you're not working directly with the artist when you do that, or do you just, they send you?
I pretty much get all the material they recorded in their studio, and then, you know, I do my thing.
Is there a show that stands out in your mind where the energy between you and the crowd and the music and everything kind of moved you or affected you that you remember it distinctly?
Immediately two things actually sort of, you know, come into my head. I remember pretty much it was 4 years ago on the Rock the Vote tour. I played in Los Angeles and I was really, really ill. I was really, you know, I was occupied by all flu viruses of this world at once, I guess. And I could hardly, like, you know, between every mix I would, like, you know, clear my nose and could hardly breathe. But the crowd was so energetic. They really, like, they pumped me through. And even right after the set, I was kind of like just like sitting down. I just really virtually, I collapsed. I just like, I just couldn't,
right,
you know, move anymore. And that was like one of those gigs where the crowd just
kinda
truly made
through
it. And another thing was actually, you know, the Central Park shows in New York, they're always something special. And Friday last year, because we did two shows, we did Friday and Saturday, and the Friday, it rained very, very hard. And you know, in moments like this, I wish I could go down there and just, like, you know, shake everybody's hands and say thank you for, like, you know, first of all, being there and staying there.
Right.
You know, in this weather and stuff. And, you know, that's something that, it's, I don't take that for granted. I appreciate that and I really see that. And also, it's, you know, the special thing about the Central Park show, since it's from, like, 6 in the afternoon till 10 in the evening, like most of the people, it's like they don't really have a chance to actually go home and change. So you see, like, you know, brokers down from Wall Street in their suits, like just like having a blast in the rain. It's just like
women
something
in their high heels.
Yeah, it's actually a fun thing
to see the mixture of different people, types of people.
Well, you know, they are usually like the people who actually like would go out at night and look, you know, like normal clubbers, but apparently they obviously throughout the day they do something else.
Yeah.
So can you describe the reasoning behind the name of the album called In Between?
Well, because it's like musically somewhat like in between those, you know, names people give music. You know, it is not trance, it's not techno, it's not house, it's electronic music.
Right.
And I took all those elements from my favorite, you know, genres and stuff, and actually like worked it out together and merged it together. You find even rock elements on the album and stuff like that. So you know, the album's pretty much a manifestation of what I always say. It's not about calling it this and that. It's electronic music.
Right, right. Do you have any up-and-coming artists that you're really excited about right now?
Well, in terms of, like, full-on punky, funny rock music, there's a band in the UK called The Vombats, which is really, really cool. I really love them. As well, I know it's, like, a very stupid name for a band, but there's another band called British Sea Power.
Okay.
They're really good as well. So, you know, if you sort of like different styles of music, that's definitely something to look out.
Absolutely.
And in terms of electronic music, there's so much all the time. You can't even sort of hardly follow the names, you know. I mean, you know, I still predict an even bigger and brighter sort of, you know, future for Giuseppe Ottaviani, because he's just like so amazingly talented with like everything he does, we're releasing an album of a guy called John O'Beer from the UK. Another John O'Gallagher released a fantastic album last year. John Askew is like an amazing, they're all Johns,
right?
It's like maybe there was a thing in the UK when everybody was called John.
So out of all the festivals like Burning Man or Ibiza, which are your favorites to go to?
Well, Winter Music Conference is not really a festival itself. It's the Ultra Festival that's at Winter Music Conference. So it's kind of, Winter Music Conference is a great thing because like the whole city of Miami is just nuts.
Right.
I mean, it's always somewhat nuts in a positive way, but then it's especially rock down on Collins or wherever, and you sort of maybe run into your favorite DJ. You know, that's quite possible around that time. The other thing is a festival like Coachella is absolutely fantastic. It's like, you know, I like this, like the mixture of people and the craziness about, I remember last year was like, Willie Nelson was playing, Placebo and myself, and the Happy Mondays afterwards. It's just like,
yeah.
How crazy can it get?
You right, know?
And,
right.
And that was that's great. And as well, we have some fantastic festivals over in Europe as well. Nature One in Germany is great. It's 50,000 people outside, and it's you know, there's some absolutely fantastic ones. And then of course Ibiza is you know, but that's the whole season. It's not just a weekend or something. It's the whole summer.
Right, right.
So is there anything you'd like to say to your fans that we haven't already asked?
Well, I kind of like, you know, said before, it's like sometimes I wish I could shake everybody's hands and say thank you for like all the support and for, you know, making it possible for me to sort of live my dream and make music. And I just hope that I can give a little bit back with the music and the passion that I have for it. And yeah, thank you.
Well, we like to end all of our interviews with making our folks do a pirate impression. So can you give us your best pirate impression?
Hello. So, you know, whenever you're in Mexico and you walk through a mall, there are pirates,
right?
And they all say hello. No, I'm wrong. Hola.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.